4 CPA, how are you, Steve?
Morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. How's it going, Dave?
Good, I was just sitting here doing a little FT8. I finally shut it down.
Sounds like fun. Are you hitting any good stations? Accomplished, worked out just beautiful. But last night, it just took a nosedive. Everything I tried just went in the John.
Well, last time I talked to you, you were going to the A&P restaurant. I think we've met there before, I believe.
Blue car, it's a stinking low on the ground. You cannot crawl under it.
so I got to have something to get it off the ground a little bit, get a cable under there and up through the floorboard. I'm going to sign out again. I need to get on the road. Don't be 4NGU.
All right, well, I got jacks for that.
Got a lift.
We can stand under it and see. Okay. Go ahead.
Good morning, Steve and Phil, if you're listening. David, I got a question. I've installed two or three radios, and I've always just run the cables right to the battery, positive and negative. And I was reading some article, and it said never run the negative to the battery. I always find a ground on the chassis somewhere. Is that something that you do, or do you think it matters?
I've never read that. I'm not an expert, but everyone I've installed, I've always installed it straight to the battery, positive and negative. And the main thing is just kind of keeping an eye on that. Because some batteries leak and that kind of thing. But other than that, I've never had a problem.
Either. It was something about if you get an electrical surge or something through the car, it's going to go right through your battery, but I don't know. It kind of made sense, but I have never had an issue. I've always done it this way. It seemed like the best way to do it. Anyway, I just heard you talking about it, thought I'd ask. S4ZLK, go ahead, Steve.
What I normally do is I run it positive to the positive lead of the battery, negative lead to the negative lead of the battery, and 9 times out of 10, the radio is going to have a position for a ground strap on the casing of the radio. And if it doesn't, I use one of those couplers for the antenna that will have a ground strap mounted to it, and then I take that to the casing of the radio and that to the chassis of the vehicle. So I get double coverage, but as far as voltage surges, I like to go positive, positive, negative, negative off of the battery, and that way, if something, lightning or anything like that, it's at least protected somewhat through the battery. So it kind of acts like a voltage buffer.
The fuses were for as well, kind of protect it, but oh well, that makes sense. I mean, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. It'll be a while before I install another one, hopefully.
A fuse is an overcurrent device, and voltage can rise way up above where it should be on your radio before a fuse blows without a current load. So the long and the short of it, if you've got a voltage surge with no current, you can still blow your radio out, especially on the logic chips, and never blow the fuse. Now, if you really want to protect the radio,
got most of that. You went way down the noise, but I think I got most of it. Thank you, guys. I'm going to go back to you. In traffic on 85 and it's stop and go. Or is that okay?
Volkswagen microbuses out there. Go ahead and run over them today, Shane. Be careful out there. Have a good day.
Shane, have a good one. Be careful out there on the 85 racetrack. Steve, was it windy up at your place this morning?
Past tense. I'm speaking present tense. And yes, sir, it is still blowing. Not like last night, but it's still breezy.
Oh, I just noticed I got up about 5:30 or so, and not long after that, the wind picked up, and I heard something hit my, you know, I've got a, one of those, I call it a false chimney. It's just a, you know, because I got vinyl siding, and it's not a brick chimney, and it's got that metal thing cap on it, and I think a limb hit it, probably from one of my trees, sweet gum trees back there, and I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, it didn't sound like a huge limb or anything, but something hit it, because I recognized the noise, and but it was pretty windy out there.
We're on top of our knoll, bud. About 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, you could hear it whistling. Just it was just a point.
But
that Steve out there right here?
Say again?
Steve, is that you?
No, KN4VWA left town about 2 days ago. He ain't been seen.
Okay, all right, good. I got to talk to him then.
Ding dong, what's up?
I got a quick question. What is that speaker that is on your bench at the house? I know you, it's got the built-in filters and stuff. Do you know the model number of that?
It's on my bench at the house. A little more description.
The speaker hooked up to your radios. It has the filter switches built onto it. You were showing it to me one day.
That's a Clear Mountain DSP. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Dave, you've got one too, don't you?
It's westmountainradio.com.
Okay, say that again, please.
West, as in east and west, is westmountainradio.com.
I'm also looking at that SD10 for the ASU.
KB2. It's early in the morning. KB2HXS, Dave. It's West Mountain Clear Radio, and it's a DSP thing, a device. Digital suppression. And it will filter out tons of background noise. It works great. And KB2CBA has got one on album.
Let me see if I have this. KB2HXS for ID. Yeah, what about that SP10 for the ASU? You didn't look into that one?
Speaker, right?
Yeah, it's a speaker that matches the 991A.
A high-quality radio, it's just a high-quality sound speaker. It does not have digital suppression in it.
I'm wondering why some guys aren't getting them. All right, I'm going to let you guys continue. I'm going to duck out here. I got some things to do. I'm going to get working in the yard today. And then back to my air conditioning on Friday, unless I get a phone call. You gentlemen have a nice morning. KP2HXS will be out of here.
Hey, Dave, and welcome to semi-retired domesticity.
And I am 100% retired. But anyway, so David, is it you that I talked to about? You do HVAC work?
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, I'll send you an email or something, and yeah, like I said, email, and get with you about looking at ours. It needs to be cleaned and make sure it check the freon, make sure it's all right. It's working fine, but I know the condenser fins haven't been cleaned in 2 years, so oops.
All right, well, we'll talk about it off the air. I'll let you guys go, okay? KB2HXS.
All right, Steve, I think I'm going to go maybe some breakfast, and I'll let you go get yourself into some trouble or something. You have a good day.
You too, bud. I just got over here and got on my base instead of on that little HT. So I should sound a little bit better now. So anyhow, yeah, you have a good day also, and I'll talk to you soon.
This wall went up.
Yeah, you sound a lot better, Steve. You're full quieting on the input frequency here at my house.
But hang on a second, Dave. I'm going to try something real quick, both of y'all. I'm going to swing my Yagi around a little bit. Let you try me on reverse.
Input.
4VWA calling KB2HXS and KV4CVA.
No, I hear you're full quieting. And there's got to be a little scratch of these on the repeater because I heard you, I mean, clean as a whistle on the input, and the repeater must be having an issue with something.
Okay, well, so you say direct like this, I'm just absolutely in it, huh?
And then the input now, and I'm listening on the input, but yeah, you're clean as a whistle on the input. Get, picking up a little bit of scratchies through the repeater.
You, Dave? KV4CVA?
So, Roger, I've got, both of you, it's just got a little crackle. It's not bad, but it's just there. And you can switch over to input, and I can hear you both on the input. And it's not there, so it's not in your radio.
Yeah, interesting little experiment there. All right, well, listen, I'm going to jump off here and start making out my list for the day. So y'all have a good day, and I'm going to jump out of here, too. KV2HSX, and KV2CVA, y'all have a good day. KN4VWA, clear.
Steve, you have a good one. Yeah, we'll talk to you later. Oh, gosh. KN4VWA, KV4CVA. Go ahead, David.
Go get my calls right. All right, gentlemen. And Steve, KV4CVA, KN4VWA, KV2HXS is out of here.
Yours isn't the easiest call to say. And so anyway, if you have a good one, David, KV2HXS, 73's KV4CVA, clear.
Okay, Dave, we'll catch you later. KV2HXS.